This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
You're talking about getting sweaty with your girlfriend.
Yes, sweaty and not in the sense that you're thinking. So my New Year's resolution was to get rid of my gaping gut, I call it.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a love belly, a relationship bod, I would call it.
Yeah, I did the same. Like when I broke up with my boyfriend, I'm like, oh my God, we need to fix this.
Yep. So to fix it, I decided that this year I'm going to try and bike ride because I see it on the movies all the time.
Yeah.
And it looks romantic. It's firstly, good for your body.
Yeah.
It's good exercise, but it's also good bonding time with your partner.
Is it though? Because like, what if like one is faster and the person's just like always in front of you?
Okay, so here's the thing. I went into it thinking this is going to be romantic. It's going to be fun. We're going to go for a nice stroll. Look at all the like animals and the dogs getting walked through the park.
Oh,
it'll be sweet because we love dogs.
Yeah.
And we love doing things together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're riding and I kid you not, 4 seconds into riding, It's not like they do it in the movies.
Oh no, why?
It's not romantic. I was profusely sweating, puffing, and I swear to God, I ripped myself a new one. Because you know when you ride bikes, the seats are not comfortable at all.
No, they bruise you.
Seriously, I think if I could see my butt right now, it would be bruised to the core.
Ooh,
like it feels painful. Every time I sit down on the toilet, I have to like hold myself together
because I'm
bruised.
What did Maribel think?
She liked it.
Was she sweaty as well?
She was sweaty, but she was well and truly ahead of me. She's like, nope, come on, babe. We can do it.
Told
we can
you.
Go. I was just not about it.
It's like not a good activity to do together. Can't you do something like pottery, less sweating?
Yeah, I'd love that. Or just like eating and Netflix like we usually do. That would be good. Maddie and Amy driving you home on Joy 94.9. That was a bit of Marsha Hines.
Love Marsha.
She actually follows you on Twitter, does she not, Amy?
She does. Hashtag famous.
Speaking of Australian celebrities, it's that time of the show where we like to introduce some guests.
Mm-hmm.
And a very special guest, in fact. We're talking about Sammy Constantine. She's from the Central Coast in Sydney. Her track with Mashton Kutcher, Need Me, was on Joy Rotation quite recently, actually.
Yeah.
3 million plays on Spotify. You also had a bit of plays on Hit Network as well. Amazing.
You're a big deal.
Oh, wow.
Big deal. I'll take it.
No.
Now, this single, Watch Yourself, is the new one from you. The lyrics are pretty damn bold, I would say. And I can kind of sense that it was written about some kind of ex. Am I right?
Maybe.
What
maybe
ex not. Has to watch himself?
Oh, you know, maybe. Okay. The thing is, it was like kind of based on an ex. However, once I started writing it, I kind of realized like it's more like it's almost like a note to self for, you know, anyone who's kind of crossed me that hasn't really done right or whatever. It's like, you know, anyone who's been bad, watch yourself because I'm coming.
Yeah, see, I love this. I relate to it because I'm newly single as well. So I need an anthem like this. Thanks, Sammy.
Got you.
Now, do you ever wonder if the person will, you know, get that you've written a song about them?
Oh, he knows.
Oh my God, he knows?
Oh, he knows.
Have you spoken about it?
Oh yeah. I'm like, hey, FYI. Yeah, there's a few songs coming out.
Oh my God.
What did he have to say about them?
What can he say?
I mean, like, it's out in the world.
It's done.
And it's all true lyrics, right?
Right.
Crazy. Now, the music video for Watch Yourself has very dark imagery. It goes along with the darkness of the song. There's some fire. There's lots of dark clothes and leather. But then on the contrast, you're so bubbly and happy and fun. Like, where does that contrast happen? What's going on in that mind of yours?
I don't know. I guess, like, it's kind of my alter ego, though. Like, putting the music videos together is, like, my favourite part because that's where I can just be, like, not somebody I'm not. It's in there. But I just mean, like, I can just be as sassy.
You can, like, express it more.
Totally. I can just be as sassy as I want. It's the same when I'm on stage. I just turn into this, like, super, super confident, super sassy person. But, like, in real life, I'm kind of just, like, cool. Yeah. I'm just chilling. I'm just writing songs. Like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Now there's lots of like dancing and coordination, I feel like, in this clip as well.
Well, I'm also I'm a dancer, so I guess that's where that comes from.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, how do you prepare for a clip like that?
I winged the whole thing. Like, we didn't choreograph anything.
You didn't? It looks so well choreographed.
Oh, really? Thank you. Oh, cool. Yeah. I literally just met the, actually, weird story. I met the videographer on a train one night home from Sydney. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of got together and made a music video. Like, I'm not even kidding. That's how it happened.
Wow.
So we've got this new single, Watch Yourself, to play. What's next for Sammy Constantine?
Well, I'm currently in Melbourne, obviously, because I'm here. I'm doing a bunch of writing sessions this week and next week. And I have a lot of new music that I'm very excited to put out this year.
Cool. Ads. You're actually writing a song with Maddie at the moment too, which is really nice.
We did get in the studio together.
The plug. Oh. There you go.
She's amazing. Just FYI.
Amy, you're going to Bali very soon and leaving me.
Oh, I'm so excited. I think it's in like 12 days I'm heading off to Bali.
Mm.
And I'm going with a friend. We just wanted to like get away. It's only a week. I'm only going to miss one show. So you don't have to stress too much.
Oh, I'm going to miss you. I actually will really miss you.
Oh, I'll send you lots of photos of myself on the beach.
I'm sure you will. And I'm sure you'll be sending me lots of pictures of baby animals that you see.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to go to like the butterfly forest. They have one in Bali.
Oh, yeah. I actually went there and I got really scared. I know it's only a butterfly, but every time they tried to land on me, I freaked out.
I so want to do because I feel like I'm a bit like Bindi Irwin. I love all animals. Whether you're a spider, a puffin, whatever you are, I love them all.
You were saying that you look a bit Bindi Irwin today.
I do. I'm in like khaki green. So yeah. Bindi, eat your heart out. Anyway, so we are like 11 days from going to Bali. And I'm feeling a bit like self-conscious of me bod. I need to get myself a Bali body before I leave.
Yeah, because the Bali body is a real thing. People call it the Bali body.
Yeah, I need to look cute. Like I do go to the gym every now and then and I do some boxing, but like not enough. I need to get myself over the edge and look really cute and be able to put up cute Instagrams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so maybe what I'm thinking is I can find somebody to train you.
Like a personal trainer?
Yes. I think we need to get this going. We've got 11 days.
Yeah.
So we can put you into high intensity 11-day boot camp.
Oh, God.
11 days? You reckon you can?
Yeah, I can do it. I can get a Bali body in 11 days. It's very attainable.
Maybe we can even do, I mean, 11 days, you're not going to work out for that many days. Maybe we could do 11 minutes.
11 minutes. And maybe I'll drink something green, like a green juice. That would help.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. And we'll get you doing a few push-ups. We'll get you hot and sweaty.
Ugh.
And then you'll be all ready for your flight.
All right, I'm all for it.
Maybe we can even do, I mean, 11 days, you're not going to work out for that many days. Maybe we could do 11 minutes.
11 minutes. And maybe I'll drink something green, like a green juice. That would help.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. And we'll get you doing a few push-ups. We'll get you hot and sweaty.
Ugh.
And then you'll be all ready for your flight.
All right, I'm all for it.
We currently have Erin from Bronco Busters here. Now, Erin, you have an online blog, a zine called Bronco Busters, which is all about sharing the stories of women and queer people who make Australia and New Zealand professional wrestling. Tell us, like, how did you get involved in this whole wrestling scene?
So I guess wrestling as a whole, like as a fan, I came to it a lot similarly to other people and to other fans in the community and like a lot of the people who I interviewed for the blog and stuff. You're just watching it on TV and it just like captivates you in a way that not many other like entertainment forms did at the time when I was young, especially. I think it is just really a case of the larger than life characters and the whole theatrical nature of it all. The performance aspect and the physicality of it was something that really drew me in. So yeah, there's these so many elements to wrestling that like I love and that a lot of fans really adore. It's a really cool thing. I love it.
Erin, you're referring to like WWE, which is like the big wrestling over in America. What makes that type of wrestling scene different to like our Melbourne local wrestling?
Pro wrestling is the fake one, right? That's what people know it as. And I mean, that's something that's a really big misconception about wrestling, and there's a big conversation in itself, but like you have pro wrestling, which is really different in the sense that it's a bit of a performance, and there's characters and there's a bit of larger than life action going on, and there's stories being told, and the performers, they're trying to create something that looks physically like a fight, you know what I mean, and you know there is stakes involved, but they're also trained to do their best to protect each other and make sure that it's not, you know, that no one's getting hurt and that they can continue to keep performing. And in terms of like how the local scene is different to WWE, obviously they're a lot bigger, they have a lot of money, they have a lot of exposure, but there's local scenes all throughout the world. Independent local scenes everywhere are thriving at the moment. Like the UK is huge right now with their local scene. And there's been scenes in Mexico and in Europe, in Germany, and all over the world for a really long time, in Japan. And Australia is just kind of getting noticed now in amongst the talent around the world. well. So it's a really cool time to get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Erin took me to a local wrestling show a couple weeks ago. And it was the most intense thing, most wild thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, obviously, some of it is a little bit staged, but they really do, like, hurt themselves. Like, they land on these hard mats and they slap
each other. I would not survive.
No, that's the thing. I can never imagine you. Me, I could. Because I box, so I could definitely do wrestling.
I've seen your Instagram videos of you boxing. I don't know about it.
I'm so good. What's something people may be surprised about, the local wrestling scene in particular?
How talented some of our like low-key Australian performers are. But I mean, I think the big thing with pro wrestling is the fact that it's like, oh, it's fake. If you just like, I mean, your favourite Marvel movie's fake, your favourite TV show's fake. Like, just suspend your disbelief of all of 10 minutes when you go to a show and just really like let yourself loose and enjoy what these performers are doing, because God, they're friends of mine and they work so hard to put on a good show, like week in, week out. And there's just so much passion in the industry at the moment, and that's why we're really getting noticed internationally on a large scale. So yeah, if you can, like, get down for a show and just like go for a few hours and have some fun. The wrestling industry itself is so large and there's so many components that I'm quite happy getting as close to the ring as possible without like getting in and grappling and being a performer. Yeah, I'm quite happy from a journalistic perspective and talking to my mates and sharing their stories really is what I'm all about, and getting stories out there that we haven't really heard before in wrestling, and then even just in a larger context of entertainment and sporting industries in Australia and New Zealand.
But thank you, Erin, so much for joining us. Where can we find Bronco Busters online?
Awesome. So you can head to the website. It's bronco-busters.com. We're on Facebook, Bronco Busters. We're on Instagram as well at Bronco Busters AUNZ.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Erin.
Thanks for having me, guys. Loved it.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.